Hey y'all, Adrian here, and welcome to the first episode of the Eighth and Social podcast. This podcast is all about Instagram. So through this podcast, I'm going to be talking about content ideas, strategies, and tactics to help you up level on the gram. We all know that Instagram is a powerful marketing tool to use in your business to connect with your audience and your potential clients and even get booked because of what you post on Instagram. So today's episode, I wanted to start with the basics. We're going to talk about how I want you to think about your Instagram when it comes to creating content and getting ROI off of that platform. Now, if you're listening to this today, this is March 30th, 2020, and we're in the middle of a pandemic. It's uncertain times and has definitely affected every industry, especially the event industry. And because of the pandemic, most people, if not all, are all on social media connecting with one another and trying to keep some semblance of normalcy. So Instagram is heavy rotation on most people's phones today. And I wanted to talk about today, because this is happening, how you can view your Instagram and use it to continue to connect with your audience, your potential clients who are still looking for you, and your clients that are going through the process of having to postpone and move their events. So these are the three ways. The first one is to be a resource. Your clients are looking to you for your expertise, right? You're the expert. You're the wedding planner with X amount of years of experience. You're the event designer. You are the lifestyle shop owner, the bridal shop owner. You know, you are the expert. And so your clients are looking to you to help them navigate through planning and bringing their vision to life. So you should be sharing your expertise. So you want to be a resource. So I want you to think about, you know, is there a, you know, what would help your clients and customers right now? What would help them through navigating through the pandemic? What would help them through just the basics of planning their special event? You know, is there a checklist? Is there an IGTV video that you could create that would help, you know, answer those basic questions that people have when they begin start working with you? You know, what would help your clients the most? Think about that. And you should be that resource because people, you know, they hire people that they like and they hire people that they trust. And they definitely trust someone more if they know that person is willing to share, without any strings attached, share their knowledge and expertise and experience. So you want to do that because you want to build trust even more with your clients that you currently have and also those clients, your potential clients that want to work with you. So how can you be a resource? And especially how can you be a resource right now? The second is to be an escape. Right, we are getting hit with all kinds of news right now, and people still want to hold on to some sense of normalcy and find the beauty in every day. And being that you're in the wedding and event industry, what you do is beautiful, right? What you create is awesome, amazing, innovative, and people want to see that. So right now, yes, you should definitely be sensitive to what's going on because it's affecting everyone, is affecting you. You should share those things, but you also want to make sure that you are continuing to serve your audience and giving them what they followed you for in the first place, which is beautiful events and your expertise. So you want to continue to share those things and be an escape for people who, you know, are on social media a lot or are watching the news and just want a break from it, want a little bit of escape. And we can all use that little bit of escape right now. So you want to continue, like I said, to post what you normally post, but be sensitive to what's happening. The third is to be a community, right? You want to create a space that your audience can be supportive. They can come together through a common interest, which is they're planning their wedding or they're planning a special event. You want to create a community around that, right? You don't want just to treat your followers like followers, like, you know, you don't really care about them or what they're doing or what they're interested in. You want to create a community. And if that is through your Instagram, if that's through creating a Facebook group, coming up with a space and creating that space for people to engage and have a conversation, even if that's simply as asking a question in your stories or posting something in your stories and opening up your DMs to talk to your followers when they respond and sparking up conversations. Because again, you want to establish that trust and you want to establish yourself as a human being, right? You're not just a business or a brand. There's a human behind it and people want to connect with that human and also connect with other people who are doing the same things, right? And right now, community is huge and so important because we are all practicing social distancing right now. So you're not able to hang out with people like you normally do. But being able to have an online space, even if it is just your Instagram profile, having a space to connect with people is super, super important now and in the future, even when this pandemic is over. And also with community, you know, are there any complementary businesses that you can partner with during this time? You know, if it's just something as simply as you partner with them and you post a certain kind of story that both of you guys post, or you shout out, you know, your local restaurants that you love, you shout out your local, you know, the businesses and vendors that you work with, on the different events and shouting them out and talking about them so that your audience knows who they are and supports them right now. You know, you want to also create a community within that and connect with each other, because again, right now it is super important. And these are things that you can do beyond now. This is not just because the pandemic is happening. You should definitely be thinking about how you can create a community on your social platforms all of the time. So those are the three ways I want you to be looking at your Instagram right now. And when it comes to you brainstorming what kind of content that you can create, you know, so this week I want you to think about, you know, what is a resource that you can create that will help your audience right now during this time? You know, is it a checklist? Is it a video? Is it a series of stories? You know, is it a post? Is it, a quick little, you know, short ebook right now? You know, is it just answering what to do if you have to postpone your wedding or event in the coming months, or, you know, if you're pushing it back to 2021, or if you're a new bride, how do you approach reaching out to your vendors right now? Because people are still getting engaged literally right now. So, you know, how can you help your customers and clients, and what expertise or experience of yours can you pull from to help your customers? And remember that there's no such thing as something that's too basic of information, because most people are starting at ground zero. And then how can you be an escape? Look at your past work, and when you're curating your feed, you know, share your favorites, share, you know, events that you loved and you know other people love. Give people that escape. And lastly, how can you be a community? How can you continue to build the community that you have on Instagram? You know, sharing your thoughts, sharing questions or asking questions or having them ask you questions, and start creating a dialogue for you to engage in a conversation with them, and how you can support, you know, your community, your vendors, your peers, your friends, your colleagues. So that's this week's episode. I just wanted to share those things with you, and I hope that you get something from them. If you have any questions, you know, feel free to email me at hello@eighthinstyle.com or DM me at @eighthinsocial on Instagram. I look forward to seeing all of the content. And don't, you know, don't overwhelm yourself, but really, this is the time to be a resource for your community. So if you do me a huge favor, please subscribe to this podcast, and I can't wait to share more episodes with you. If you have any questions, reach out. And if there's anything you would love for me to cover on this podcast, let me know. And so until the next episode, I'll talk to you soon.